Hey guys, how you doing? Welcome back to another episode of Life, Love and Entrepreneurship. Today I want to talk about life and this whole space of transformation. So it's been a little while since I've got back into this podcast, to be honest with you. I only decided to jump back in when I saw that iTunes had thankfully put me back into the newer noteworthy section for business. I'm not even sure if I'm in there or on there right now, so to speak. But anyway, here I am. It's a brisk morning in London. And I want to just talk a little bit about transformation, sizing up and growth and that kind of whole space. I think that one of the things that I've learned recently is that, you know, you need to build, to support actual transformation, you need to build infrastructure around you. And you need to immerse yourself in a particular thing to really enable that to happen. So otherwise it becomes kind of, again, another platitude, right? Another thing that you'll say. And we say things to ourselves and to others all the damn time. I mean, I think I even did it yesterday or the day before. Like, my mum needs a new Mac and she needs a computer, and she called me. So, oh, hey, I'm thinking of buying a new computer, and I kind of promised her that I'd buy one, and I said I'll do it, I'll sort it out for you, and it's, you know, a couple of days are gone, and I realise I've still not done it. And then, you know, I kind of think, oh, okay, you know, I'll get around to it. And, you know, we do these things, and we say these things to ourselves about, you know, making promises to others, and then we go and absolutely just completely fucking fail, which is pretty ridiculous, right? And this probably is, well, I do this a lot, and I do it so much that I actually don't realize that I do it. And that's really, really deadly, because it echoes into other spaces of your life. So, you know, in the aid and interest of transformation, I ask you, you know, WTF are you doing to support some of your transformation? Because I'm guilty of the same things that you are, right? I'm guilty of not putting in the processes to really support me sticking and staying truer to my word than I historically have. So what has changed recently, and one of the things that, you know, I do recommend that you look into, it's certainly something that I'm learning from, and it has massive applications for your personal, your professional and spiritual life, or whatever you may want to call it, is looking into the space of, number one, like immersion therapy. So like, pick whatever your poison is, let's say. You know, in my case, I went to the Landmark Forum. I went to the Landmark Forum because I have had a coach, Zoe, who I worked with for several months, and I did see some progress, and it was good progress. And I thought that progress was productive. I thought it was productive at the hour a week that we did, and then, you know, maybe I'd have check-ins here and there, until really I went and did two things. Number one, I went to the Landmark Forum, and I became cognizant of ultimately the lack of integrity that I had in my life, and the blind spots in respect of these little things that I say to people, and how, you know, like my mum, and I still do it, right? And I'm not following through, and it's like, well, Deepak, why would you do that? Would you ever do that, like with work, set an expectation for someone and then kind of forget to do it, or dismiss it, or really forget to do it and then dismiss it as not being important, and therefore do both? And how poisonous that can be to kind of every aspect of your life. And that's something that I've definitely, you know, been guilty of doing like tons. And that's what part of the Landmark Forum taught me. Now, it's a whole weekend, right? And it is considered to be brainwashing by some, if you're to Google it, Landmark Forum review or whatever you might look at. And there's people that say, oh, it's a scam. Guys, it absolutely fucking is brainwashing, right? And it's brainwashing of the most brilliant kind. I hated large proportions of it because I felt, oh, it's repetitive. Oh, the meaning is too abstract. And really, ultimately, what it focuses upon is what's going on inside your head. Like, mindset, for want of a better word, right? And it demonstrates to you how to get rid of a lot of crap that is really preventing you from making the progress that you want in your life. And, you know, one of the things, or one of the spaces at least, that I recognized was that I wasn't taking the risks reflective to the rewards or the results I wanted to get in my life. And consequently, I've sized up, right? I'm going through a transformative moment. I am doing some good things, right? I did the 36 hours of the Landmark Forum, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., you know, Friday morning all the way into the evening, Saturday morning all the way into the evening, Sunday morning all the way into the evening. And I have since, you know, even since the very first introductory evening that Zoe, you know, introduced me to, you know, I've spent money that I ordinarily would never spend. I signed up for the forum for myself and my partner. That was like, you know, that's 580 quid each. So I spent basically, and I've signed up to the advance, $2,500. I've invested into algorithmic trading. I've now made £1,500 per month for the last 2 months from that. I've got employee. I have fucking transformed my ass off. So that's the first part that relates to transformation, right? That if you engage in immersion therapy, and there's science to support this, I've realized, right? And I don't want this just to be a thing that you hear. I want this to be a thing that you go out and bloody do. That, you know, you, the rate at which you learn and or change because of, you know, the neural pathways or whatever science you want to add to it, the rate at which you change in a compressed period of time is that much faster than if you spread that time out, because there's no issues with perhaps memory, there's no issues with recall, because you're kind of remembering everything and you're getting kind of smashed by it, right? So that's like a huge thing. So that has been huge for me, okay? And the second thing that, you know, I'd add to that in this transformative period that I'm in my life is creating infrastructure or outside infrastructure to support immersion. Right, creating outside infrastructure to support immersion. And what I'm doing there and what I've done there is really, I've hired another coach, right? So not Zoe this time. I've done something quite different and I'm hopeful that I've been more intelligent about it. And it's the only reason, to be honest with you guys, that I'm recording this damn podcast today, because Carl O'Reilly, I found this bloke on Gumtree. I have sought him out, reached out to him, and ultimately created, you know, my own version of accountability coaching. So this was part of my accountability task, that if I did not complete this task of uploading a podcast and getting it live, I would end up sending the man 50 quid. Now, 50 quid is not a lot of money at all. But what is more hurtful than the 50 quid itself is the principle of not doing something that I said I'd do, especially when I've basically formalized a contract set against it. And that was a big thing for me to, you know, really, you know, make a promise to someone that I'd work on something and then, you know, not follow through in this formal way. And it's interesting how, you know, what you'll do professionally is kind of in stark contrast to what you'll do personally. And if you can transfer some of what you do professionally, like the seriousness with which you treat the things that you say, to personally, you can, you know, you could become that much more of kind of a human being. So I've got this accountability coaching every week. I have 3 to 10 tasks that I have to complete. Otherwise, I send the man some money and I just have to stick rigidly by that, irrespective of what's going on, right? And that's why I'm walking to Costa Coffee at 7:33 a.m. And I thought, well, why aren't I recording a podcast? I'm thinking about stuff anyway. Why aren't I, you know, communicating that via the SoundCloud app? And talking about this whole power of transformation that I'm having in my life, and in active, you know, saying it out loud, you make it more real, and sharing it with you, you know, I spread this message. So it's pretty like silly when you realize, you know, how powerful you can become and what you can do if you, number one, as I said, get yourself into immersion therapy. And hey, you know, the Landmark Forum has been amazing for me, and it doesn't then mean to say that you should do that, but just bloody immerse yourselves, yeah? Quit fucking about and just crack on with it and find something that you can engorge yourself in. And then as the power of that weekend perhaps starts to fade, make sure you act fast and create some infrastructure outside of it to support that continued growth, right? In that period, take action that'll be long lasting. So some of the actions I took that were long lasting was that I've promised salaries. You know, I promised salaries for 6 months, and I'm a new and young business. I'm on my own, and I've got like 5 people that I've promised salaries to, and that's going to be ongoing and lasting. The algorithmic trading, I've sized up to 50 grand. That's going to be long lasting. The coaching is going to be the thing that's really going to drive me forward, and I'm continuing with the Landmark Forum, and it's generating all of these new actions. So in search and pursuit of transformative experiences in your life, please do immerse yourself and create scalable infrastructure. I've hit my 10 minutes. Have an amazing day, guys.